Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Today we're holding on the Yud Gimel Amid Beis. We should be in Yudalim. We're almost there. We covered some ground yesterday. And where we have a Machlaikis, we had the Machlaikis that we have in our Mishnah, whether or not when a person comes and he's befagel by the act of the kibitza by thinking on the levina. If a person thinks on the kibitza, on the kibitz, I mean, he did an act of kibitza thinking that the kibitz he's going to break chutz l'zvado. Over there it's certainly pigol l'chuli alma. He's going to do that, and the whole thing becomes pigol l'chuli alma. Whole thing, I mean, you know, the Shirayim, it's going to be Pigol because the Kibitz itself is a matter. We're not talking about the Chalais Pigol on the Kibitz. But it is a case of Pigol, and therefore when it's Mephagel, so the Shirayim become Pigol, and it's going to be a Chiyav Karis. Of course, on the Kibitz, it could be Puzzle, even though it won't be Chiyav Karis. Because the Psuol, that's a Megaya by a matter. Whether on Matirah there is even a psul or not, that's a separate machlaikis that we have. The machlaikis of Kabbat Toysfasid with the Rambam. The Rambam holds that there is a psul that's chal on a matir. In Toysfasid, different places holds that also like that. And Toysfasid Tzvachim, we had on Davchav Gimel holds that it's not. But even though we have other Toysfasid, it holds that there is. But what we have is, according to the Tanna Kamma, there's no difference whether he thinks on the kaimitz being brought chutz l'zvado, or he thinks on the levina being brought l'zvado. The levina, the kaimitz, it's all part of the same mincha, and therefore it creates a psul of pigol. On the other hand, Reb Yaisi is not like that, and the Gemara says because according to Reb Yaisi, the levina has a different status, even though it's in the same kli. Even though it's in the same claim, but it's a separate entity, and you think on the Maisa Kmitza of the Silas, it can't have any effect on the, when you think it on the Levina. Again, let me just say one thing, like somebody I think asked me yesterday, and I just want to clear up one thing. Of course, the Maisa Kmitza is only on the Silas, no Maisa Kmitza on the Levina. The Levina, like we said, there's a concept of Likut Levina, but it's not. You just gather the Levina together from the Bisa, the whole thing, the whole Kibitz, and then you're back there. But it's not part of the Kibitz itself, the Maisa Kibitz.
Put it in the Levina?
Yeah, well, take the Levina. We'll see about that also coming up. What David is asking, a very fundamental question also, and that's going to be totally in Mishaynin, whether or not the Kibitz that you're Mekadish in a Kli, are you Mekadosh the Levina also? On Levina, there's no Din Kiddush. Rashi says later on Tezayin with a Rashba, Tezayin of Beis, there's a Kiddush on Rashba later on also the same thing. There is no Din of Kiddush Kli by Levina. Reb Chaim, it's not like that. But maybe there's a Reb Chaim that Reb Chaim holds that there is going to be like that. Rashi and the Rashba are not like that. We'll leave that as far as the date of Kiddush Kli, whether there's such a concept of Kiddush Kli by the Levina. According to Rabbi Yaisi, so the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yaisi, even though they're in the same Kli, but the Levina there is no din that the Levina is ma'akim the Kaimitz or the Kaimitz is ma'akim the Levina. In terms of that, Tari, you can do whatever you want. You want to, you can be back to the Levina before the Kibitz. You can do the Kibitz before the Levina. They have nothing to do with each other. They're in the same Kli, it's part of the Mincha, but it's each one's, the Machshava that you have on one cannot have any effect on the other. There are two points that I just wanted to bring out over here. Well, first of all, before I bring out the two points, the Gemara over here comes and tells us, the Gemara talks about the din of Likut Levina. The Gemara, the din of Likut Levina, what we have, At least the Levite and Gemara says he could be Mefagel. The Gemara says why, under what heading is it when it comes to a Shlomim? The Gemara says, Nachamo, up the Rabbi, member of Rabbi Yannai. Before we get to that, we'll say that afterwards. But we talk about the din that we have, according to, the way the Gemara tells us, in the Seder of the Hakrava, you can do whatever you want first. Marit Saita tells us, and Franklin the Kasha, the Rashash, but even the not the Rashash, everybody asks this Kasha. We have a stira in Sugis between the Sugya here and the Sugya in Saita. Because the Gemara in Saita tells us that when you're matter, the Levina and the Kaimitz, you have to do them, you do them with Azachas. You do it all together, where you do it to both of them together. Here it says, you do not do them together, but you can do them however you want. Levina before the Kaimitz, Kaimitz before the Levina, it doesn't make any difference. And the Sugyat Saita tells us you can do either. Gemara Yadalit and Saita says you can do, and it says you have to do it simultaneously. So that's a stira. Some want to say maybe it's a machlokes hasugis. Some say maybe it's lakatchila. The other ones with the avid. They roots it. That we have the Gabi listed. That's A. That's one problem that we have here. That's one problem we have. Then there's another very wonderful babish abombic kasha that the Chafetz Chaim asks. The Chafetz Chaim asks the kasha in Lekutei Halachos in the Rambam Shita. As we spoke numerous times, I believe, from the beginning of the Masechta, when we talk about the din of the Levina, the Likut Levina, and the Maisa Kmitza, and you want to be Mefagel, let's say our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says he's Mefagel by the Kaimitz, by the Maisa Kmitza. If he's Mefagel by the Kmitza, and he's not Mefagel by the Levina, by the Likut Levina, is that a problem of Mefagla Machatzi Matir, or is it not a Mefagla Machatzi Matir? Rashi Shita all over is, Rashi Shita is, that the only time where it's a problem of Mefagla Machatzi Matir is by the Akhtarim. You go in your Makhtir, the Kaimitz, and your Makhtir, the Levina, with Machshava Spiegel. That's telling in Rameir the Rabbanim when he held the Fagla Machatzi Matir. And the Rashi coming up later on in Daf Yadalit, he goes and we know that he's Makhtir both things. And he's Makhtir the Kaimitz with Almanas to eat the Shirayim, let's say Lamachar. And then he's goes and he's Makhtir the Levina without having that Machshava. Rameir holds that it becomes Pingle because the Fagla Machatzi Matir. And the Rabbanim hold it's not. That's by the Haktara. The Haktara of both of them work in tandem to be Matir the Shirayim. And everybody agrees that's a problem or that's an issue of whether we hold Mefaglin or not Mefaglin Mechatzim Matir. But what about when you're Mefagil Mishas the Maisa Kibitza? And you're not Mefaglin by the Likud Levina. Right, so that has nothing to do with Mefaglin Mechatzim Matir. The Kibitza is only done in the Kibitz. It's not done in the Levina. Each one is an Avina unto itself. And the Rambam argues. The Rambam holds, just like there's a din of Mefaglin Mechatzim Matir or Daktara, there's a din of Mefaglin Mechatzim Matir when we do the Kibitza and we don't do it by the Likud Levina. And that's a big problem. Good to the Rambam. That's how the Rambam learns a big fundamental machlokes. We brought the Rambam on the base of an olive. Because on base of an olive, when we talked about the din of Shaloli Shema, Kol HaMenachas, what does it say? HaKaimitz HaMincha, Kol HaMenachas. All HaMenachas says, Shenik Mitzu Shaloli Shema. Didn't say anything about the Levina on the base of an olive. So Chayrit's going to be Tali and Rebbe and the Rabbanit. Leaves us hanging, according to the Rambam. How would the Rambam learn that it's in the Mefagla Mechatzi Matir? Because of Shalom Lishma. For that we had Rebbe Simcha. But Rabbi Simcha says, maybe my shalolishma has nothing to do with the fagla b'chatzim atir. That's only a din of pingle. Shalolishma, psachinish, these are the things that we spoke about on that base. But it's also the gay, and this machlokes is the Rashi and the Rabbah. But the Chafetz Chaim now comes, and he asks an absolutely bombic kasha on the Mishnah. If we look at the Mishnah, we have this machlokes, we have this distinction that's made, according to Rabbi Yossi, where he thinks onto the Kaimitz or where he thinks onto the Levina. If he thinks onto the Levina, according to Rabbi Yossi, you can't tell Tzul, the machshava that he has, Bishas, the Kemitza of the Silas, and the machshava that he has on the Levina. You can't make me Yachis, the machshava onto the Levina, with the machshava that he has, Bishas, the Kemitza of the Silas. Alright, that's fine, we hear that. But in the Reisha, he's Maida. In the Reisha, he's Maida, that if you think of machshava's pingle on the Kemitz, then in that case, even Rabbi Yossi agrees, like the Gemara tells us, it's only on the Levina not because that's a separate thing in the Kli, it's a separate, it's an independent entity, and he can't think of Machshavas Pingel on the Levina. But let's say you go like the Rambam. In order for it to be Pingel at all, you have to think on the Kaimitz and on the Levina, or the Likud Levina. One without the other is a Chatzimatir. So Avada, what are we talking about in the Mishnah when you're doing the Kaimitz? HaKaimitz is HaMikha Lecha She'oreha Allah Hatir Kaimitz HaLamachar. He's thinking on the Levina also, of course. He can't just think on the Kaimitz. Even though that's omitted from the Mishnah, but it's implicit, according to the Kaimitz, according to the Rav, that's what he'll have to do. The problem is, if he's going to be making it to Pingle, obviously he's thinking on the Levina also. But if he thinks on the Levina, he won't be able to have a machshava of Pingle to be mefagel the Kaimitz. If you go and you think a machshava is Pingle, Bishas, the Kaimitz, the Kemitza, onto the Levina, it does not work. Similarly, let's say he thought the machshava is Pingle, Bishas, the Likud Levina, onto the Kaimitz of the Silas. It's the same thing. That's also a chatzi matir. It's a chatzi matir where you're thinking on something which is a different entity than the Levina. Just like if I think on the Kmitza, I can't, my machshava cannot, two wives, it can't be pile on the Levina. If I think on the Likud Levina, I can't be pile on that chatzi matir, I can't do it onto the Kmitz. They're two separate entities. So why am I saying, what's the chatimtza? That I can ever be mefagel on the Kaimitz, according to Rabbi Yossi. You think on the Kaimitz, it can't do well for the Levina. You think on the Levina, it can't do well for the Kaimitz. So what's the case of the case of Pingle, where you ever be mefagel by thinking on the Kaimitz? How are you gonna have a case like that? This is a big problem. That's the Chafetz Chaim's kasha in the Likutei Halachos. Maybe we should leave for time being. I think the Bir Advarim is, we see Gavaldik is, I think that the Mahalach Advarim is an Avada, according to the Rambam, it's a Chatzi Matir. But he says Lahalacha, it's a Chatzi Matir. Let's say you hold, like Rabbi Yossi, that the Kaimitz and the Levina are two separate entities. That means he can hear very well, according to him, it's not a Chatzi Matir. The act of Kemitza that you do on the Silas has nothing to do with the Likud Levina. They're two separate entities. If they're two separate entities, there's not going to be a problem of a Chatzi Matir, according to Rabbi Yossi. Therefore, let's say you would go and you would think on the, let's say you would think on the Kaimitz. If you think on the Kaimitz, or to the Levina. It's not going to work. It's going to him. It's a separate entity. Very good, according to Rabbi Yossi. On the other hand, let's say you would think onto the Levina. You're going onto the Kaimitz. According to him, that's not going to have any effect on it. Again, it won't have any effect on that. And therefore, what's going to happen? It won't have any effect. It's not going to be a problem of the Fatfat of Chatzi Matir, according to him. As long as you think on the Maisa Kmitza, on the Kaimitz, that'll be the Fagil. Very nice. That'll be Mefagel. The Mishnah's talking about case, he did Mishas Kbitza, he thought about the Levita, and the safe of the Mishnah. That won't help it, according to Rabbi Yossi. But what about the Reisha of the Mishnah? The Reisha of the Mishnah is talking, he did Mishas Kbitza, thinking on what? On the Kaimitz. According to him, that's very good. What are you going to say? No, it's not going to work. You have to think about the Levita also. No, you don't. You don't have to think about the Levita. You only have to think about the Levita according to the Rabbanan, who holds that it's going to be an issue of Mephagla Mechatzi Matir, because he looks at the Kaimit, they look at the Kaimit, and look at the Levita, it's all part of the same thing. Rabbi Yossi looks at two independent things. So Mamela, according to him, you can be Mephagil by thinking on that. And if you learn like that, could be the first kasha is also Yushef. That which the Gemara says over here, that you can do the Levita before the Kaimitz and the Kaimitz before the Levita. That could be true according to Rabbi Yossi. Because according to Rabbi Yossi, one has nothing to do with the other. The Gemara in Saita is talking like the Rabbanan Lahalacha, that the Kaimitz and the Levita are all part of the same thing. It's one big aktara, not two separate entities. In which case, so the sugya over there is going, I'll leave it in Hilchasa. Doesn't even bring Rabbi Yossi. Okay, I'll leave it in Hilchasa. Leave it in Hilchasa. The thing is, you bring both. This Gemara over here is the Itacha that is going on like Rabbi Yossi. The whole Gemara is going in Rabbi Yossi. And going like Rabbi Yossi. So we hear, according to him, the Levita has nothing to do with the Kaimitz, and the Kaimitz has nothing to do with the Levita. That could be a Mahalacha that we have here. According to Rabbi Yossi, you don't have to bring them together. It's much as well as somebody you want to bring them together, bring them together. But it doesn't have to be brought together. Now the Gemara brings up Rabbi Yadai, Likut Levina, bizarre puzzle. That Likut Levina, by the Tzar, is puzzle. A puzzle kid. Likut Levina is an Avina. The Likut Levina is an Avina. Now why is it an Avina? One of the things we spoke was like, hey, what we spoke last night, when we were talking about the Dinam HaVayfis, it was like, hey, we were talking about Dinam HaVayfis and the Malikis, of Chatzosoyf and Ilosoyf. But over here, the Gemara helps Likut Levina, is an Avina, and it's possible bizarre. Now, how does Gemara know it's an Avina? Chayr, Mashna, is he going to get from a Pusik? Well, we don't really find a Pusik for it at all. But the Gemara assumes with Mizar it's going to be possible. And that's what Rabbi Yadai holds, and by time I'm Rabbi Yadai Mishum Halacha Nakuba. Because it's similar to Halacha. You're gonna do it, and Yal Yadai, the Tzar, you're gonna facilitate it, being brought on the Mizbeah. Likud Levina Rashi says, the Le'achar Haktaras HaKoimitz. They're difficult. What he means. The Le'achar after the Haktaras HaKoimitz. Hayemelakein HaLevina. This is a difficult thing. These are the Likut Levina, after the Haktaras HaKaimitz, the Levina, that was on the Silas that be Makhtirin. It's a very, very difficult thing, what he means over here. Pashtas, you would say, that it has to be, don't forget, the Levina is there at the time of the Kmitza. Listen, Likut Levina, after the Haktara of the Kaimitz. He knows what? What's the Seder Advar? It has to be there. That's the Rai we brought before the Rashi. From the Taras Kaimitz. When there is the Levina has to be there. Before the Kaimitz. When he does the Kmitza, it's like he's doing the Kmitza also. It's called that it's a Shem Kaimitz from the Mincha, and it includes the Levina also. I don't mean that he's doing, he's taking from the Levina. He's not the Domak, so I say Kmitza and the Levina. He pushes it to the side, Rashi says, but it has to be there. It has to be there. So he did the Kmitza. Now what? So now Rashi tells us, Avadin has to be there before the Maisa Kmitza. Once the Kmitza is done, then he can be mocked there, the Kaimitz, and do the Likud Levina afterwards. He would not be able to do the Likud Levina before the Kaimitz. The Kaimitz has to be done after the Levina is present there. We'll see more about the tomorrow for Tyson's also. But what we have over here is that my time, Amar Rabbi Yechazkel Tzailah, it's similar to Halacha. It's not B'chal the Kavitsa. The Gemara is saying Kipastis. The Rambam, when the Rambam brings the din of Likud Levayna, he holds it's part of the Kavitsa. That's the reason you're going to be able to be Mephagol. It's part of the Kavitsa. Not like the Pashtas of the Gemara.
Does he have to be ligated before the Haftarah of the...
No, he doesn't have to. No, he can do that afterwards. No. Yeah. That's about to make a difference. Kosabar halacha shalaka regal shma halacha. Halacha bizar psula. See, this is the problem of it. The Rambam paskins amtana vayna, it's also bizar, it can be mefagel. Even though the Rambam holds halacha shalaka regal, is not a halacha. And that's why the Rambam we hear has to come on to the fact that it's not because of halacha, wouldn't help you halacha. The Rambam has to come on to the fact that it's mechlal the kmitzah. Shalom Ragishmah Halacha, Halacha Bizar Psula. Amra Bari Afadanabi Tamina Zahaklav, Kola Kaimitz, Benaisim Vikli, Vamel Vamakir. Now, Bishlavi Kaimitz, it corresponds to the Shechet. Like we've said numerous times, the four Avaitis of the Mincha correspond and are parallel to the Zevach. Mailech Nami, I know Mailech Bakir, I know Zayrik. Elanaisen Vikli, Michael Ovid. What's this thing when he's Mekadosh the Koyvitz? What's that? Is that a parallel to Kabbalah? No. Me Dami Hasa Bimela, the Shak over Rami. There it happens Bimela. The Dom comes by itself into the Kli. Over here it's an act of being, a positive act. It's a act of being Mekadosh it by putting it into the Kli. That's not similar to Kabbalah. Elami Shum, what? The Kema de lo Sagile de lo Ovad. Since you have to do it. So it has to fit in somewhere. And therefore, Alkacha Mashvin like in Kabbalah. It's an Avaida Chashuva and you're forced, if it's an Avaida Chashuva, to compare it to something. Therefore it's called a Kabbalah. Abrahinami Kema de lo Sagia de lo Ovad. Avayda Hashumi, since the Likud Levayna has to be done, it's an Avayda Hashumi. And if it's an Avayda Hashumi, Al Karchach, Mashvi like Yehilacha, and you're going to do it, you're going to compare it to the din of Hilacha. And therefore, you're going to compare it to the case of Hilacha and Lamaisa. It's part of the process of facilitating the Haktari. And that thing was his law. The I love the dummy in the Kabbalah. You don't have to bring a raya from here. That just because it's something that's necessary, it becomes an Avodah Chashuva and it has to fit in. The Kachashim Achasim Bimelach Achashach Avrami Melvi Tarvayu Kedushas Kalihu. No, the most involved Kedushas Kalihu. And therefore, the fact that there is that nafgamina doesn't make any difference. It's able to be compared to Kabbalah. And therefore, that's the reason it can be mefagel.
What about
Azar? Now, and Azar also. So now, why did the Gemara hold this way? That it has to be included in something in Kabbalah? Or in Halacha? The Gemara says, that these are the things you can be mefagel. Afa not nami tanina. Where the Gemara is bringing the Mishnah. Zeha klal. Kol ha-kaimitz v'neisen v'kli. V'ha-baylech v'ha-bakter. You're able to be mefagel. See where it says Rashi says tanina. The legal divine avaydehi. Zeha klal perakabu. That where talad avaydehis. Chashuvis. Then you can be in the Sheikh and it's a nightel. The din is that you can go and be Mefagil. And therefore it's because it has to be the Avodah. Now, maybe it's an Avodah in the fact, why does it have to fit into the four? Maybe the fact that it's an Avodah Chashuva, why does it have to be stuck in with a crowbar into the big four? But the reason is, because what's the template for the din of Mefagil? Shlomim. It has to be compared to a Shlomim. If it's noyim atayimah to ishlamim, that's what's why. Why does the Gemara have to say that? Who's going to need a force of enemy? You need a pneumatic drill to go ahead and put it into this. It's noyim atayimah halacha. Maybe it's not noyim atayimah halacha. It's an afkamina. It's an avayna. Finished. Or the same Gemara we have in Zvachim, remember, by Tvilas Etzba. A person goes by the Chatois Apidemius. And he sticks his finger into the dam, he can be mefagil that. Not by the Chatois Achitzaidius. But he can do it by the Chatois Apidemius, so think about why. It's an Abayda Chashum, and the Torah says that he has to be metaval let's bow. And it has to fit into a shlabim. So what, how does it fit into a shlabim? Something about it, because it's a halacha, the same thing. There also. If you hold that long a shlabim regal, it's not an active halacha, it's not walking. The Rambam over there also paskins that, even though he holds that long a shlabim regal, it's not a halacha. But the Rambam, when it's interesting, the way the Rambam brings it in a figure by Tvilas Etzba, it's because he holds, it's Bechlau the Hazah of the Chatos. The din that you can be befagil by the Hazah says that you can be befagil by the Tvilas Etzba also. Not like the Gemara. The Gemara over there is going, if you hold the Halacha Shleba Regel, Ishma Halacha. The Gemara over here is also going, Halacha Shleba Regel, Ishma Halacha. If the Rab doesn't hold like that, you would have thought maybe he doesn't hold the whole din. But he does. But if he does, he has to come on to a different thing. And that's why the Gemara holds that it has to fit into the four of Shlomim, which serve as the template for Dine Pigel. That's what I say. That because of this, we have a very big problem with the Rashba on Dab Zion. Because remember over there where we're talking, yes, another way you can be Mephagel. How many Kaihanim, the Gemara says, are necessary to do an act of Kmitza? Three. One that does the Kmitza, another one that holds the clay, if you hold it, you cannot do it, Agabe Karka. And then when you're Mekadosh the Koibitz, there's somebody else who has to hold the clay, to hold the clay, to be Mekadosh it. You can't leave it, Agabe Karka. Okay. So the act of Kmitza needs three Kahanim. That's a problem. The Gemara says, let's say it needs three. You can be Mefagel, the ones that hold it. No, the Rajma asks, how does that fit in? How does that end to the Shlomim? Well, the Rajma comes. The Rajma says, as long as it's an Avayda Chashuma, it's something that's essential to be used, it doesn't make a difference if it's Bechlau the Shlomim or not. So Avayda can't fit in. Not only is it a whopping Kiddush, it's Fakir for the Gemara. The Gemara says that it has to fit into Halacha. By Tfilas Etzba has to fit into Halacha. The Rajma ignores the whole thing. How the rabbis will learn? Ladis Gaiti. I'm not here to say Kedushim or the blood, but I think the Rajma also, according to the Maskada, that the Gemara says that it's not diamond to Kabbalah. The Gemara over here holds that according to the Maskada, the Gemara did Taka held that way, but there's going to be totally here, the whole Machlaikis over here. If you hold that it's not diamond to Kabbalah, because you don't need it should be David the Kabbalah. And therefore, or the Gemara over there in Tzvachem holds also like that. The Gemara over here held like that, like the Mapshin. Came into Losagya. The Oavid Avayda Chashuvahi. Al Karcha Bashmi Leki Halacha. The Gemara held that. Before, the Gemara didn't hold like that. The Gemara held, lo, the Oilam, the Dummy, the Kabbalah, Kakashila. I hustle, it doesn't make any difference. The Shatla Vitaria of the Gemara. It's all based on that Svara. But originally, when we have the member of Rab Yadai, when he said that, Rab Mari, Afanon Nabitini, they weren't bothered by all this. They held that it was all, as long as it's an Avayda Chashuma, that's a prerequisite, that would need it. And therefore, that's how the Rajbo would learn, I think. He would learn that slowly in the Shatul Vitarium, the Gemara, and the Mount Amrim that we have over here. But the Rajma holds that you don't need it. According to the Pashtus of the Gemara here and the Gemara Tzvachim, it has to fit into the four Avaydas of the template. Shlomim. And therefore, that's the reason it's going to be able to work. And that's what we have the din, according to Likud Levina. It's going to be Pasul Bizar. Lik Levina, when Rabbi Yannai comes and he says it's going to have a din of an Avaida, Lik Levina Mizar Pasul. By Taima, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, Mishum Halacha Nagupa. Now, that doesn't mean that Rabbi Yannai held that way. That's how Rabbi Yirmiyah held. That's what Rabbi Yirmiyah held. Halacha Mizar Psula. And Abarab Mari Afadonami Tanina, that's true. Now, the Rabbah, or the Rajbah held, that's all Shakamatarian Rab Mari. But the Gemara before, when the Gemara held that way, held that Rabbi Yannai was not like that. Rabbi Yannai never said that. This is all something of the way Rab Mari understood it together with Rabbi Yirmiyah. But thus made that Rabbi Yannai held that way. Rabbi Yannai held that it was like that. Stop, because it has a Shema big enough item and he doesn't have to have it fitting into that template. Shachat, Shmek Vasib. Let's say on Shpuis, he shechted two kvas. Lecha lachas min achalus. Let's hear it this way. He shechted two kvas to eat one of the chalus. Lamachar. Okay. That's very nice. He shechted both. With the same machshava psula, machshava spigel.
But
the other challah they didn't think about. Okay, hikdish nebazichin to do what? Lecha lecha min askarim b'machar. So it's machshava spigel. Pardon me. Lecha b'father. Rabbi Yosi Aimer also achal of Yosi Aseder shechashav alav pigel. The Chayavin Alav Karas, Vashedi Pasul, the Eidma Karas. Rabbi Yaisi is the Chiddush. And he comes and he tells us that the whole thing is not Pigel. Only that thing that he thought about. And the Rabbanan of the Chamachamim Aimrin, said Pigel, the Chayavin, as long as Chamal Karas, as long as you thought about part of the carbon, that's enough to be Chay to make it Pigel and be Chay of Karas. But yeah, why is it puzzle? The psul we could see the thing we see over here that's going to be in the body. It won't be in the rice. Yeah, that could ask. Yeah.
That would be the two
bazikah. Pardon me.
That would be the two
bazikah
and the two
chalas. The two bazikah, no. The two bazikah are about the chala number one. Seder number one, or Chala number one, and also all the other 11. You need two Bazichin to be Mater, each one of the 12. Similarly, you need two Kvasim to be Mater, each one of the Chalas. If you don't, it's going to be a Chatzi Mater. How many Materin are there to eat one of the Chalas? There are two Materin, right? There are two Kvasim. Each one's a chatzi matir. In order for the pigle to make it any, to even talk about it, you have to think machshavas pigle by both kvasim and by both bazichin. You do it only once, that it's going to bring in Reb Meir and the Rabbanan. That's a chatzi matir. But what'll happen to Rabbi Yaisi, the chiddush of Rabbi Yaisi? What does Rabbi Yaisi hold? You think about machshavas pigle in one of the chalas, or one of the chavim of the 12. That one is going to be pigel. The other ones are not. Finish Nairat. Amr Avuda, what will happen by a Zebach? Amr Avuda, I'm here, Rabbi Yaisi. Pigel b'yerech shall yamid, the right leg of a carbon. Lodi spagel yerech shall spal. According to him, it's the pigel is going to be limited to the one that you thought about. No. You shefted it.
If it's cut up.
Yeah. What?
You're no longer
good that time. No longer good that, yeah. My time, imay seba svara, imay seba kra. Pigel get me achshal min, let's bang yachshal svara. My time, why imay seba kra? Why imay seba kra? Imay seba svara. Lo diva machshava mi maisa, atuma. It wouldn't be any different when you think about it to one of the Avarim that if the thing itself became tamay. Ilu eat me chad aver, me eat me like ulay. Or we might say mikrav. I never show a chelas mimenu avodatisa mimenu below mechaveiro. It has to be the one that you thought about. Rav Nachman, Rav Huna. So he asked the Rav Huna, who says that Biko b'yaruch sheyamin, let his pazo yaruch shal smol. Li'oy lomein b'kares, ha'chi yafagil b'shtehem. Here we have a din that says, until you're mefagel by both of the chalas, it's not pigo. Unless you're mefagel both of them together, a kezayis. Kezayis together. All together, a kezayis, but it has to be from both. That's a chiddush. That he said. But if he's mechal thinks about one chalo, he's going to do it chutz lizmano. It does not become pigol. Now, does that fit in like anything we said? Doesn't fit in like anything. According to the Rabbanin, the whole thing becomes pigol. According to Rabbi Yossi, at least that becomes pigol. So who does it go? The head. Body. Elam Rabbanin feel the achas man. Now, I mean, the whole thing becomes pigol. Elam Shita has to go according to Rabbi Yossi. Yeah, Mishlei Mechad Gufa, who Mishlei, it's all one big entity. Shubachim Mitzdarif. Therefore, we can understand that it's Mitzdarif. Let's say it's one big entity, like there is by the Yerach Shel Min and Yerach Shel Smol. Let's say that a Chatzi Zayis by the Amin and Chatzi Zayis of the Yerach Smol. One big thing, we can understand that. And over here also, let's say he saw a Chatzi Zayis from one Chala and a Chatzi Zayis from the other Chala. All right, that could make sense. Eli Amre Tre Gufei Ninu. If you're going to say that it's two Gufin that we have, and one has nothing to do with the other, and therefore, Pigo B'Yaruk Shel Yamin doesn't have any effect on the Yaruk Shel Smol. The Chala, the one that becomes Pigo, has no effect on the other Chala. Where the Lechem Apadim? How can it be mitzvah of two separate entities that have nothing to do with each other? Oh, Mani Rabbi. It goes like we have another Tana. There's a third Tana. Rabbi. The Sadia Shagar is a keves lecha chatzi zayis mechala zu. The chain chaveiro lecha chatzi zayis mechala zu. What'll happen here? Rabbi Aymer Adi, she said kosher. I hold it's kosher. Why? Daima Diomar, Chatzi Chatzi. Why? What's the reason? What did he do over here? He did not, every conceivable chesaron he did here. What did he do? Hashechet is a keves. That's nothing. Shechted one keves. What is your one keves? One keves is not a matir. So Chatzi matir. Oh, so Rabbi holds that it's kosher, he didn't do anything. Aval Omar, Kizayis, Mishtehem. Let's say it's that a Kayim Mishtehem. Shtehem means both Chalas. Mashma would wait and starve. Rabbi Ali, if I think about it, it doesn't make sense. Rabbi Ali, leave it to Man. Who's Rabbi going like? Yeah, leave it to Rabbanan. I feel the honest man. Why do you have to be dafkin from both chalas together? Let's say you're acquainted with Rabbanan. He did it only one chalas. He did it one chalas. So it's, the whole thing becomes, the both chalas become pigle. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yaisi. And then he say, according to Rabbi Yaisi, who holds that it only has an effect on one entity, so with the Hadrakush and the Duchte, what does it help? If each one's his own entity unto itself, what does it help? Do you have a chatzi from this and a chatzi from that? What difference does it make? Give me a mitzvah for the avat mitzvah. We all have a limit of Rabbanan. We have to little, a slight change of one letter. Loyalam alima de Rabbanan, that if you think on one kala, or do you think on one of the lasanim, the entire mass becomes a pickle. Lo tema, achiefagel bishtehem. Over here, don't say that it's talking to your mefagel by both of the chalas with the shtehem, the word is shtehem. But rather, Ella, Ema, Hachifagel, Vishnehem. Not going with the chalas. It's going with the kvasim. There's a difference in Lashon Zohar, Lashon Nekever. What's Lashon Zohar? What's Lashon Nekever? And we're referring over here to the kvasim. Ya'afilu bi'achas be'en. When what are you thinking on? One of the chalas. One of the chalas, but how am I thinking on one of the chalas? By both kvasim. Well, I'll give it to Rameyer. To the exclusion of Rameyer, Piyomar Mefadla Mechatzi Matir. The Rameyer holds he can be Mefadla even by a Chatzi Matir with one of the kvasim. And the whole point over here is that Ein Mefadla Mechatzi Matir. And once he goes like the Rabbanid, then it's free sailing. Because he goes like the Rabbanid, you do one challah, the guy says, the whole lechem apadim becomes pigo. Or what, the whole shnei lechem becomes pigo. Kamash v'lo d'lo. Yachi yibay v'yoyla. That's okay, so what is the point of the, what does it say here? It says l'yoylam. L'yoylam. What are we saying over here? It uses the lashon of l'yoylam. Coming to the narrative to add something over here that we have. Where does it say the Eilam? What does it mean? It's right, so we have the Lala Malibin to Rabbanit. The Gemara says, so that the Gemara is asking, and it says, I must say, the Eilam is Mashmah that comes to be Mapik from something else. Rashi says, the Eilam Mashmah, the Mapik, be Bil Satuva. The Chiddush. And that the Gemara says, what is it coming out? He over Bishleim b'shteihem. What is the Yoylam coming out? Bishleim, it's talking about Shteihem. Tashechen is Akeves, Lechol. I'm going to the Bryson before. Sechein Chaver, Lechol, Chatzi, Zayish, Michalas, Rebbe Yoymer, Iber, Nisha, Sech, Kosher. The Yoylam Kosher. Where is it again? The term of the Yoylam, what are we referring to over here? Here it says, Eisvei Rav Nachman the Rav Huna, La'aylam Eibol Chorus at Shefagel Bishteihem. So now the Gemara is saying it. So what does Bishleim Bishteihem means, like we thought originally the whole time, to Chalas? Bishteihem, Bishleim Bishteihem, Bishteihem. Rav Yais, and it goes like Rav Yaisi, who holds that each one is an entity unto itself and doesn't have an effect on the rest. Uli afukim in the Reb Meir, and it also comes afukim from a mayor who holds mefagla b'chatzi matir. Umin rabbanin kasi. Again, Bishlam it comes from both, right? So we understand that it's a third day. Uli afukim in a mayor and rabbanin kasi. It's a separate thing. Hainu to come out of the island because it's going afukim in a mayor and the rabbanin. Ali iam et rabbanin. If the whole point of it is only lafuki from Rameir's Mufagla Machatzi Matir, Miley Island, it's coming to be Mises. Yoid, Kamaravashi said something else also, when we see that it can't possibly be like this. Agav, before we go on, we must look at the Rashi, only lafuki min Rameir. This is the Rashi we've been referring to for the rest of the whole Masechta. We at least have to see it over here, where inside where the Rashi is. Rameir Oimer Pig over Chayavan Olav Chorus. Because Ayales, Kakaimitz Zabincha, my place on the Makshapto, how about his Chatzi Matir, Toikanami Levina? Why, the Kmitza? How can he ever be Mefango by the Kmitza? Time is always leaking Levina. Teritz, the Kmitza, Vadai, Abaina Shleimahi. That's not a problem, Fango Machatzi Matir. The Haleka Kmitza, the Levina, not like the Rabba. Teda! The Habat Taurus Kaimet, Ichishim Lechal Shiyo Shirayim Lebachar, there, Pligi Rabbanin, Viabri Kaimeti Ikanami Aktaurus Levaina, Lechashiva Aktaurus Kaimet Lefagil, Litani Masnis and Pigul Lehaktaurus Kaimet, the Loma Levaina that we have, So it's not going to be Mefagam Achad Vibrain Pigoshi, Mefagam Achad Abatir. What we have of this is the Rashi where he tells us not like the Rabbah. Rashi holds the Kaimitz is an Avaida unto itself. Link of the Vaida has nothing to do with the Kamitza. The Rambam holds that it does. They're both part of that which leads up to the Haktara. I said a certain Lushan before. I don't want it to be, I don't want anybody to infer from that Lushan that they're arguing in how to go do the Avaida. No, they're arguing in the Lumbus. I was questioned after I said it. That place that's bad. It's not. It's not. You shouldn't think that what I meant was the following. Maybe you'll think, according to the Rabbah, there's part of the Kibitza you'll have to do with the Levina. No, nobody holds you have to do Kibitza and Levina. No such thing as Kibitza and Levina. The Kibitza is only in the Silas. But I might view in Lumbus the act of the Kibitza and the Silas and the act of Likut Levina. Maybe these are two peas on a pod. Means that what each one is a chatzi matir. Rashi holds that it's not. The Rambam holds that it is. It is. These are two peas in a pod. Not that the kibitza involves the levina, the likud levina, but likud levina in tandem with the kibitza. One is there to complement the other. Each one's called a chatzi matir. Besides the haftarah of both the kibitz and the levina.
Well, that's
over
the
Shirayim. Yeah, yeah, they're both Shirayim. That all together, whatever is done by both of them, is all part of the, is part of the Chatzi Matir. Ketzad, Toshima. Besides that, Yehoram Ravashi Toshima. Rabbi Yaimer, Bishum Rabbi Yaisi. We have a Yisoid, in Dine Pigel. Pigel, Bidomar, Hanasa, Bechutz. Pigel. That's a good pigel. We'll see what it means here in a minute. If he's mefagel by an avoider that's not mechutz, that's an act of pigel. We'll see what it means in a minute. B'domar nasa b'fnim. No pigel. He's not mefagel. Ketzad. Hayoi med mechutz. If he's standing mechutz, he's standing mechutz. Mechutz what means what? Outside the hechel. Outside the Hechel, he's in the Azara. I have kavanah to be mazeh from one of the chatos apnimius. Lamachar. The hazos that go on the mizbeach apnimi, I'm gonna do that lamachar. And he has that machshava where, when he's in the Azara. Lo pigo. That's not pigo. In order, why? Shemach shava b'chutz b'dam ra'adasa b'fnim. Whenever you're doing pigo, it cannot be when you're doing the machshava, doing the avaida with the machshava in the azara, thinking about what you're going to wind up doing in the hechol. That will never make it pigo. Hayayimei b'fnim. On the other hand, let's say he was ayimei b'fnim. Biyomar Hareini Maza Amanas Lahakir Emurim Lamachar. He's in doing the Hazar in the Fnim, in the Hechel, thinking I'm going to be back to the Emurim Lamachar. Felishma Shirayim Lamachar. Also, Lo Pigil, that will not do. You can never shift from one Rishus to the other. Shemal Shava Bifnim, the opposite. Bidavar Hanasa Machos. You can't have that. Hoya Aymed Bechutz, however, let's say he's Aymed Bechutz. Yom HaReni Sheikhan Abadas Lishbach Shirayim Lamachar, maybe he's doing a Shechita. And you think I'm doing, Aymed Bechutz, and I'm thinking about, I'm going to be Shevach to Shirayim tomorrow. I'm doing the Shechita and I'm going to think about the Shirayim Lamachar. Yom HaReni Sheikhan Abadas Lishbach Shirayim Lamachar, Lachateim Rum Lamachar. There, it's a pico. Why? Shemach Shava Bechutz. Bedavar, not Asa Bechutz. Lishbach Shirayim, Lishbach Shirayim. Right, Lishbach Bechutz, fine. And what does it mean, Lefguli? Lishbach Shirayim, what is it, Nagaya Lefguli? What's going to be Chal, the Pigel? What do you mean the dam? Because pigle, dam can never become pigle. It's a matter. Dam can never become chayv karis for the pigle. But tad, elu dvarim sheikhayovim malayim ishu pigle. Hakaymetz. The kaymetz, like we said before, the Mishnah, it's a matter, on a matter that can never be the chayv karis a pigle. Maybe, yeah, we have a question of big machlaikis, whether we could have possible or not, like I mentioned before. Steiris and Taisvis, we have a Rambam, where the Rambam tells us that it's able to become possible. Pila kaimitz ma'alavayna. But it's also a matter. It's also a matter. It's a matter, and therefore, there's not going to be chiv karis by the Levayna. Back Tyrus. Minchas kai hadim and minchas nisachim. These are all matters. Minchas kaina Moshiach, Bahadam. Dam can never become pigle. So what are we talking about becomes pigle? Elepshita lachili basa. The pigle that's gonna work is gonna be on the basa. So freighting ba hashtag ba hasa. So what are we bringing this in? You're telling me what? If he thinks on one of the chalas, or he thinks on one of the lechem upon him, it's in one way it's going to be fagel the other one. Hashta oba hasam. The loch hashi beba baser gufe. He doesn't think about the rest. We think about he's thinking about the dam. And what's going to happen if he thinks about the dam? The whole thing becomes a big ol, even though he never thought about the baser. But the appearance is, you thought about the dam, which enables the rest of it to become big ol, even though the chalais big ol is not able to become with the dam. Remember, this is Rav Yaisi here. Tashima, how do we start this brisa? Tashima, Rabbi Yaimer, Mishum, Rav Yaisi. Pingo, Amar, Rav Yaisi, Mifko. Hacha, the Chashime, Mizemach, Gufe, like Kolshkein. We're talking over here. What did he think about the case that we had before Rav Yaisi? Remember when we started the Gemara, Rav Huda says, "I'm behind Rav Yaisi. Pingo biyarok sheyemid, let his pango yarok shel small." So what will happen over here? He's talking about the dam, and the rest of it becomes here. So I'm saying, like Kolshkin, the pingo biyarok sheyemid, be a pingo biyarok small. So when according to Rav Yaisi, about it becomes a pingo. The only way if it becomes a pingo, even by the dam, you think about. So over here, certainly should apply by the babasa, which is just a different part of the flesh. Miyayin, hamar avina, tashma kaimitsa mincha lechal shiareha, o lahakter kaimtsa, lamachar. What did he say? He did the kaimitsa with the kavana to eat the shirayim or to be back to the kaimits tomorrow. Maydehu, Rabbi Yaisi, mezuz shepinga, v'chayavan alav karis. Laakir kaitza. The back to the kaimitz. What is it talking over there when you're coming to be back to the kaimitz? What are you thinking? What's going to become pigle? Certainly not the kaimitz. The kaimitz is a matir. Lifguli mai. Ilega lifguli kaimitz. Kaimitz will be pigle. Matran. Eluvam shinachem bushum pigle. A kaimitz. So what becomes pigle when you have a makshava being back to the kaimitz? Lutzis mano. Shita lafguli shirayim. The same problem. Hashtag ma hasab de lo chashi bahu bishirayim gufei. Vivkali, the shirayim become pingle. So what happens by yarok yamid and yarok small? Ama de chashi bahu bizvicha gufa. Like Kolshke that Abada, how can it tell me that according to Rabbi Yaisi, the din is that it does not become, that the din is that it does not become pingle? How can it be that it doesn't become pingle? Some of you see over here that it does, in these cases. Don't think about all of Rabbi Yechanan. I had a time with Rabbi Yaisi. Why is it a whole different shifting gears completely? Complete shift of gears. Why is it that he holds? You have Kavanis Pingle on one of the with the Mazichin or one of the Chalas. Or one of the lechem apadim, or one of the shalacha by the pasim. Hide the time in the Rabbi Yaisi Akasim Asad Gufechad, Vakasim Asad Shnei Gufim. when we took, when we look at the, when we look at the Shleshtei Alechem, we look at the guys who go Shnei Gufim. Gub Echad the Ma'akvi Adadi. They're ma'akim each other, of course. And like, whether you're talking about Lechem Apanim, or whether or not you're talking about Shnei Alechem, they're ma'akim each other. Shnei Gufim, on the other hand, we look at them as two separate entities. Each one is made all by itself, and therefore it makes a difference. Arvinu misarvin. If you have kavanah on both of them together, then you can do it. Like yechatzi zayis in one and yechatzi zayis of the other, the way we said it, it's separate in. Palginu miflegi. That's why Rashi comes and he says, Hakazav Ella Amar Rab Yechanan. See the second line in the Rashi. Lesa le Rav Huna, that member of Rav Huna, who holds that Pingo be Yerach Shel Yemin, Yogani Spago, but Yerach Shel Smol, that's not true, even according to Rav Yossi. It's not true. It's a separate halacha that we have, the Gabi Shtei Alechem and Lechem Apanu. Lesson Rav Huna, Pingo be Yemin, Pingo be Smol. Because we see over here that if you don't think that's no worse than Da'an than Pingo. Except what? Because over here it's a separate din. Lagami kizayis l'el tani b'shtayim kizayis. That it's mitzarif. The reason is because sometimes it depends on your kavana. You can look at it as being one thing, or you can look at it as being two things. And therefore, it'll be enough kavina. By Rav Yechanan pingel b'lach b'taida b'ahu. Or b'michas b'hafei b'ahu. Let's say you go in your mitfagel. We had the case of Bazicha Levina. What happens if the same thing happens? You did. Pingo Malach Beit Taina. There are 40 chalas. And you're mafagel with one of the meanim. One of the meanim of the four. What happens over there? Pingo Malach Beit Hamina Rashid Plingi. Is there also Machlaikis Rav Yaisi the Rabbanin? Well, we don't have a Machlaikis Rav Yaisi the Rabbanin over there. Oh, what about Michas Mafei Sader, where it's divided up between Chalas and Bekikin? If you all like Reb Shimon, who holds later on that there are five Chalas and five Bekikin, don't say. Ma, Tana Lein Rab Tachlifim Ba Rova Chinat Hamaitse Melech Haba Melech Bei Toida Chinat Haimer Mafei Sader B'Mafei Michas Mafei Chinat Hamaitse that you have that. The Chaynata might say that they argue with that also. So the Machlokes Rav Yossi and Rabbanan that we have in our Mishnah is isolated. It's isolated to Masicha Levina and Lechem Apanim, or Shnei Kitzei Atzeres with the Shnei Alechem, or the Velach Beit Taina with the four Minim, or the Michas Mafei with the two Minim. We do have over here, what's what the shtel what the basic did first, which we have had it after, we have the shtel on. And that is, we have a yisoid here at Dine Pekel. The yisoid of Dine Pekel is that you can only be mefagel in a maisa that's done in one, we'll call it one precinct. And on something else which is done in that same precinct. You can't shift from one to the other. You can do an avayda in the Azara, thinking about Chutz L'Zmano and something else being done in the Azara. But you can't think of it being done in the Hechel. Or the vice versa. Now, what we do have, what will be, can you think about something done in the Heichal, not something else done in the Heichal? Let's say you have Kavani in the time when you're being Mazo on the Pareiches, or the Machshav, you're going to do Chutzis Mano on the Mizbeach, or the Hazos on the Mizbeach. Let's say, like you're saying. Well, you did something, you're doing the Hazos on the Mizbeach, and I'm supposed to do seven Hazos on the Pareiches, but that I'm planning to do tomorrow. Does that become pingle or not? And then we have Lachlaisa. If you see, Taisvis comes over here in top. The top Taisvis says, Pigil Bedomer Anasem Bifnim Lo Pigil. Now, some question we would learn. What do you mean, Bim does it? Where did you think the Machshava? Where were you when you thought the Machshava? I was at the Azara. I was thinking about the Hechel. That's how the Rambam learns. The Rambam holds that you cannot do that. You can't do it. I can't be in the Azara thinking about what's going to do with the Hechel. All right, but let's have in the Hechel thinking about something in the Hechel. That would be different. But I see the Tysus did not hold that way. On the Omer of Yaisei Gufei, the Perakat is sucking. He said, Kaye Gondo Vieva Kippur of Yachiach. The Omer Pigel, if he, let's say he was doing something in the Hechel. He Omer Pigel the Hemon, he's Nemon, because nobody was there with him. He says I was Mephagio. Lam Dafke, El Apostle. It means what? He came and he said something about what he did in the Hechel. Lam Dafke, El Apostle, Mechihai Gam, the Perakabat, is Fachem. It's talking over there about what he's doing in Havaida, in the Hechel, about something else being done in the Hechel. What's bothering Taisvis? Who said he can't be Mephago that? We're talking about where he did it. We're talking over here about when he was standing in the Azara. You see that Taisvis holds, you can't be Mephago where the object of the pigol is not bifnin. No matter what. If you're in the hechol, you can't think in the hechol to be befangle something else in the hechol. That already you wouldn't be able to do.
There's no pigol in the
hechol? There's no pigol in the hechol where you do it in the hechol. You can't be in the spagel.
No pigol
on. What?
No pigol
on today. There's no
pigol
on the... From anywhere. Let's get the Rambam holds it. You can't be mafagel to something in the hechel when you're standing in the azara, but you could do it within the hechel gufa. You could do it. And Taisvis, you see, stels too that you can't be mafagel from one point in the hechel to a different part of the hechel. Also, all right, maybe all right. What should we do here? Go by there and catch up, or wait till tomorrow.
Let's go back. No shit.
No, they don't have the share today. They canceled today. Too many shares about them because tomorrow we have all the other things here also. Huh? All right, we'll stop over here too.
You have been listening to a share from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon share on any daf in Shas, including Myron McComas on each share, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.